agencies at SelectQuote.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas healthcare providers could face criminal charges over accusations about their care of newborns delivered during certain abortion procedures. This after the Republican-controlled legislature Wednesday overrode Governor Laura Kelly's veto of their legislation. The new law takes effect July 1st. GOP lawmakers and anti-abortion groups pushed for the new rule and other anti-abortion measures, even though a decisive statewide vote in August affirmed abortion rights. And agribusiness based in Nebraska is opening up an opportunity for farmers in western Kansas and Oklahoma. J.P. Bazette has more.
The company is recommissioning an oilseed crush facility near Goodland, expected to begin operations in fall of 2024. K-State Research and the Great Plains Canola Association will host canola informational meetings for new and experienced growers. The meetings are free to attend, but reservations are required.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold in Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and...
Ranch horses have a special place in our hearts and an important role in our cattle ranch operations. That's why we take special care of them. With spring coming on, it's time for annual vaccinations to protect their health. Valley Vet Supply has the professional vaccine brands for sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, and rhino. And for convenience with fewer needle sticks, Valley Vet has combination vaccines, including West Nile virus, formulated by reliable pharmaceutical companies like Zoetis, Merck, and BI. If you routinely include strangles protection, or if you need rhino abortion protection for pregnant mares, Valley Vet stocks the highest quality vaccines for same-day shipment. Their professionals can assist you with your equine vaccination plan. What you need for cattle or horses' health is just a call or click away. Or take the short drive to Marysville and pick up in-store.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas lawmakers failed to revive a bill that would allow local school districts to adopt gun safety training in schools. The House voted 83-41, falling one vote shy of the constitutional majority needed to override Governor Kelly's veto of the bill. The bill would have required the State Board of Education to set guidelines for a standardized firearm safety training program for K-12 schools. For kindergarten and grades 1 through 5, the program would be based off of the National Rifle Association's Eddie the Eagle program, which teaches kids to stop and tell an adult when they encounter a gun. The proposal passed the Senate with a veto-proof majority last month, but failed to obtain a veto-proof vote in the House when it initially passed. During debates, opponents said the bill puts the responsibility on kids to know what to do when encountering a gun, as opposed to holding the adults responsible. However, supporters argue that the bill would allow kids to effectively learn what to do when they do come across a firearm. A Kansas board decided on Wednesday that high schools and middle schools must see transgender athletes' first birth certificates to decide what teams they can join. The Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, Executive Board took a key step in helping the state enforce a ban on female transgender athletes in girls and women's sports. It replaced a policy that allowed decisions to be made by athlete with one that says transgender girls will not be allowed to compete on girls' teams starting July 1st. The new policy follows a law enacted by the Republican-controlled legislature earlier this month over a veto from Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new Kansas State High School Activities Association policy is tied to a requirement for an annual physical for students seeking to participate in sports in 7th through 12th grade. And the KSHSAA has said that 3 transgender girls competed in sports during the current school year. The KSHSAA's executive board also revised the form for reporting results from students' physicals to list the sex assigned to a student at birth instead of just sex. The new association policy anticipates that the birth certificate closest to a student's birth will govern, and if that isn't available, a student will be examined by a doctor. And if neither method settles the issue, then a student would compete either on a boys' team or co-ed team. Bill Faflick, the KSHSAA's executive director, told the executive board that they needed to make sure they had a policy that their member schools could follow that meets the letter of the law as well as the philosophical basis. Kansas lawmakers have failed to override Governor Kelly's veto of a bill that would get rid of the 3-day grace period for advance mail-in ballots. The Senate voted 25-15 on Wednesday, failing to reach the constitutional majority needed to override the governor's veto. Senate Bill 209 would have eliminated the 3-day grace period for advance voting ballots, requiring all advance voting ballots to be returned by 7 p.m. on Election Day. During debates earlier this year, some Republicans argued that the change would boost voter confidence in elections. However, some Democrats argued that the grace period should stand so that mail has time to be processed at the post office. National Sorghum Producers Chairman Craig Meeker, a sorghum farmer from Wellington, Kansas, testified in front of the House Agricultural Committee Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities, Risk Management, and Credit during a hearing on producer perspective on the 2023 Farm Bill. Meeker's testimony highlighted Farm Bill priorities for the nation's sorghum farmers, focusing on the importance of the Title I safety net, crop insurance, and congressionally authorized ad hoc assistance. Meeker told the panel farmers and ranchers need a strong farm safety net to provide predictability and certainty for producers and lenders. Meeker also reaffirmed support for crop insurance, stating he would not be the 6th generation of his family farm without it. He said while the tool has been critical in helping sorghum farmers manage the ongoing drought conditions decimating the sorghum belt, availability of products and ratings can have a very real local impact on plantings, which is an area the committee can take measures to improve. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment joined Governor Kelly and the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children in highlighting the risks and challenges facing children whose caregivers misuse drugs, and sharing opportunities for communities to collaborate on innovative programs to identify, protect, and support those children. In Kansas, an estimated 140,860 children live in environments where their parent or caregiver has a substance use disorder, and an estimated 5,155 Kansas infants are born exposed to substances yearly. In December, Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment would receive nearly $3 million from the U.S. Department of Justice to better identify and support children exposed to drugs, increase public safety, and reduce overdose deaths. Those efforts are part of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's All Hands on Deck, or Drug Endangered Children in Kansas project. Joanne Duvey, MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer, said that All Hands on Deck funding is an investment in Kansas children and a lifeline for family members with substance use disorder. The funds will provide the support needed to implement the DEC coalitions in 6 communities, focusing on populations disproportionately impacted by substance use disorder and drug overdose. The initiative will help to increase education and awareness of drug-endangered children and connect people to resources. You can learn more about the national initiatives and find tools to make a difference in your community by visiting nationaldec.org. The Kansas Insurance Department and the Office of the Kansas State Treasurer have received reports of a mail scam circulating in multiple Kansas counties, and these letters claim to be from an attorney with law firms located in Canada, stating that there are millions of dollars in an unclaimed life insurance policy available. The sender then asks the recipient of the letter to partner with them to claim the money. However, Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Treasurer Stephen Johnson are advising Kansans that these letters are a scam and not to contact the sender. Schmidt said that unfortunately scams like this are nothing new, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. She said you should always be cautious of any unsolicited offer that promises no risk but requires your personal information before you can claim an alleged benefit. Johnson stated that there are no fees associated when locating unclaimed property, including old life insurance policies that have been remitted to their office. And while they may follow up to request additional information to verify your claim, the letters will come directly from their office, not from a third party. He added that you can always contact their office to verify that a letter is authentic. There are legitimate ways to check for both a life insurance policy benefit and unclaimed property through valid sources. Kansans can locate a life insurance policy using the National Association of Insurance Commissioners Life Insurance Policy Locator. And to check for unclaimed property in yours or a loved one's name, you can visit the Treasurer's Unclaimed Property Division at kansascash.ks.gov/up_Maine. You could also call 785-296-4165. To report suspected insurance fraud, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Anti-Fraud Division at 785-296-5203. The Kansas Department of Transportation began a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along K-9 in Norton County. The crews are surveying the North Fork Solomon Drainage Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles east of the K-173 junction. The activities include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in mid-July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed, and John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Fresh is best at your Jamboree, and on sale this week, top sirloin steak, buy one, get one free. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.98 a pound. 1 pound bag baby carrots, 98 cents each. Vidalia onions, $1.18 a pound. Best choice select varieties of canned vegetables, 4 for $3. And select variety of Betty Crocker helpers, just 2 for $3. You can enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Monday is the deadline for the Biden EPA to decide if it will allow E15 sales this summer, according to Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley says time's almost up for the long-delayed and much-lobbied-for EPA waiver approval for summertime E15 sales, the same type of waiver granted last summer.
Monday is the summer fuel season deadline for fuel terminals and suppliers to stop supplying E15 June, July, August through September 15th.
Grassley says no decision by Monday will force a quarter of stations selling E15 to halt those sales, and no EPA action after that will stop any E15 sales for the summer driving season. The senator claims that will erase the average 16-cent per gallon E15 savings over regular E10 gas. EPA Chief Michael Reagan conceded at a House Ag hearing last week the administration's under pressure from the electric vehicle advocates to reduce ethanol use. Grassley had this to say.
The Biden administration's all in for EVs, and it's very anti-farmer, very anti-ethanol, very anti-alternative fuels that are going to have to be used. But it'll take a new administration to wake this country up.
Now, EPA's Reagan dismisses such criticism. He claimed last week that his agency set the highest renewable volume levels ever in 2022 and is studying other uses for ethanol, including aviation fuel. Those were words from Chuck Grassley and Michael Reagan's reaction from the EPA. This has been a check of agriculture news, and you're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Fair weather is back for western and central Kansas today as that southern plains low heads off to the east. Next up, we've got a fast-moving cold front that will enter our northwestern counties by late this afternoon or early evening with another quick round of rain. Then high pressure moves in for the weekend to clear things out. Mild temperatures are back for the western counties today as a low-pressure trough sets up in eastern Colorado. It'll be a little cooler for our eastern counties. The wind will pick up later in the day ahead of that cold front. High pressure follows along by the weekend with mild temperatures and fair and breezy weather. On the map, heading into this afternoon, that low-pressure system that brought some much-needed rainfall across southern Kansas yesterday is now sliding eastward, headed for the Mississippi Valley. High pressure is setting up briefly in western Kansas, with some sun expected in our western high plains and into the central counties, a few lingering clouds for the east and southeast. The cold front is swinging down from the northern Rockies. Meanwhile, a low-pressure lee trough is in place near our western border, so we start warming up a little bit today. Then by afternoon, that front will move into northwestern Kansas with some showers and thunderstorms developing during the overnight hours. Tomorrow morning, showers likely for the western and central counties, a little bit of light precipitation in the east. Things will be clearing out by tomorrow evening, and high pressure moves in with sunshine for the upcoming weekend. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, low 70s with upper 30s and low 40s overnight, upper 60s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 40s. Mid 60s northeast and mid 40s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 60s and upper 30s to low 40s overnight. Low to mid 60s south central, and tonight we're in the low to mid 40s. Low 60s southeast and mid 40s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Lawmakers in both the House and Senate voted to roll back the new Waters of the U.S. rule. The Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval passed in the Senate with a bipartisan vote of 53-43, and in the House, a vote of 227-198. Despite that, President Biden vetoed the resolution.
He is not going to follow the will of Congress to repeal this rule. It was a commitment that he made during his campaign.
Farm Bureau Senior Government Affairs Director Courtney Briggs says with the veto, the rule remains in 48 states pending other litigation.
In two states, the rule has been halted by a district court in Texas. We will be keeping an eye on another case in North Dakota that encompasses 24 states.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dees up 1 1/4, 856 1/4. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 1/2. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500
down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.